It's time to check in with a couple who became super well known on My Kitchen Rules back in 2013 and did another stint on the show in 2020. Dan and Steph, how are you guys going?
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, we're going great.
It's so good to have you guys on because, I don't know, this is going to sound like I'm blowing a bit of smoke here because I probably am, but I can't think of a reality TV contestant or couple in your case that actually sort of took their winnings and really sort of invested that and then created a world in which they were good at, which of course for MKR was you guys, but you've gone on to have a pretty successful culinary career in your hometown of Hervey Bay.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, actually. I've never sort of thought of it like that. But, yeah, we sort of, when we won the first time, we obviously opened up Eat at Dan and Steph's in Hervey Bay. And, mate, that was 8 years ago. So We're still there. So we must be doing something right.
And that's not the only thing you guys have done. You've also got certain products available in supermarkets.
Yeah, absolutely. We were lucky enough off the back of the 2020 My Kitchen Rules Rivals that we teamed up with Three Aussie Farmers and Sun Pork, and now they produce our sausages that are in Coles across Australia. Can you believe it?
I remember from MKR back in the day, Dan, you were the sausage king. Hold on, that doesn't sound right.
It's funny you say that. I was the sausage king. I made three. Two of them the judges said were terrible. And the one that they liked was a blood sausage. I just got known as the sausage guy. So we sort of run with it, and, yeah, now we've sort of created our own little sausage empire. Well, Steph likes to call us the sausage king and queen these days.
Don't leave me out.
The other major life thing that happened for you guys, and this was, you know, it was quite a journey for you guys to get there, but for the first series of MKR back in 2013, it was just you two. There wasn't a plus one. Now there is a little plus one by the name of Emmy. Tell us the Emmy story and how all that came along.
Yeah, absolutely. That was our main goal in My Kitchen Rules, basically.
Yeah, long story short, we did an IVF cycle. The result was negative. We put all our savings into it. Mm. That day we got a negative result. We applied for My Kitchen Rules. I remember sitting on the lounge and watching an ad saying, do you have what it takes to be the next My Kitchen Rules champions and, you know, win prize money of $250,000, could be life-changing, rah, rah, rah. I just looked at Steph and we sort of said, let's have a crack. Mm. And then throughout the whole filming process, we never mentioned it to producers or anything. And then when we won our semi-final, I got really emotional.
Aww.
And our producer who worked with us on the show, Dave, God bless him, he's an absolute legend. He said to me, what's going on, Dan? There's more to this. And then so I sort of filled my guts and had a big cry, and we all had a big cry, and we realised how close we were to sort of being able to fulfil our dreams to start a family. And, yeah, from that point on, as a producer, he just nailed me every time. Every time I was cooking, he'd be like, what are you doing it for, Dan? Tell me what you're doing.
Oh, they know how to get it. They know how to get it, don't they?
Yeah, he wanted to get the waterworks and good TV, I guess. But, yeah, we sort of kept it to ourselves right till the end.
And then there was a success story afterwards.
After MKR, obviously with the prize money, we created Eat at Dan's Desk. And then as soon as we opened the restaurant, about 2 months after, we tried IVF. With a new whole new cycle, new doctor, City Fertility in Brisbane. And our first go was successful, and that's Emmy. And she just turned 7 this year.
Incredible.
Such a beautiful story.
So is she the sausage princess then? If you're the sausage king and queen.
Totally.
You know what, Clippo, the only thing Emmy will not eat is sausages.
That's always the way it goes.
And they say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. They couldn't be more wrong. Dan and Steph from Eat and Dan at Steph's. They got their sausages in Coles. Had a TV show on Channel 7 last year. They've really turned their winnings into something. And, yeah, biggest prize of all, beautiful little 7-year-old daughter, Emmy. Dan and Steph, thanks for joining us on Cliffo and Gabby's Where Are They Now?
Pleasure, guys. Thanks for having us.